It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
I'm excited today. You know why, Jim?
No, why?
Because we have a guest on the phone from ASU at Lake Havasu for a full hour.
Well, who could that be?
Dr. Carla Harkle-Rode. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Carla.
Oh, thanks so much. Good to be here.
There's always that one-second little gap where you wonder, did we lose her?
Is everything working? Yeah.
I'm right here.
Is that
wouldn't miss it.
It's a live radio thing. It's just called Living on the Edge. So,
yeah.
But, Jim.
That's right.
This is huge. It's already May 1st.
I know.
What the heck?
Yep, yep. You know what I say. Where'd the year go?
You know,
it must be going to be about time for summer break or something.
Right.
ASU.
Right. Dr. Carla, do you send people GIFs or GIFs or whatever they're called?
Sometimes.
Well, the one trending today is May Day. I was thinking, I was going to open with a May Day signal or an SOS, right? Because today is May 1st. It's May Day. I don't know. I'm a little too young to remember the Maypole. Jim might remember the Maypole from grammar school or something. I don't know. Did they have that back then?
No, we didn't have it. We hadn't invented poles yet.
Yeah, oh, really? Nice. Nice. Way to play into that one. All right. So, big show today. We have Dr. Carla Harkle-Rode on, of course. I don't think you've been on for a full hour for a while, but we have plenty of great topics. We have graduation coming up as well. We also have Diamondbacks tickets, and it's against Washington Nationals for this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 tickets per game. And if you call us during the break, you're going to have to give me your email address. So call during the break, and we'll get you tickets to that game. Go ahead and call your significant other. See if it's okay to make plans for this weekend to go see the Diamondbacks hosting the Washington Nationals. And then tonight, big game for the Suns. They're down by a game right now, 1-0 to the Denver Nuggets. The Suns are still in Denver, and that's game 2 tonight. I believe the tip-off is at 7, and that's on 980 AM. 94.3, 100.5 FM, full schedule at KNTRSports.com. How was your weekend, Jim?
My weekend was good. I'm still winding down and putting away from the Lake Havasu boat show, followed by Desert Storm.
Right.
We still have trailers and equipment strewn all over the yard, which is my wife's favorite thing.
Wait till you hear the number of trailers that are in the DSM events fleet, Dr. Carla. I was blown away on this one.
Well, we have more than 30 trailers that are used at events. And
wow.
That's not including four semis.
So now you know where to go if you need satellite classrooms or portable classrooms,
Right.
Something like that. just call Jim. We'll expand the area of the campus. That's crazy. 30. Yeah. So we played up at Mother Road Harley Davidson.
Oh, again, yes.
Yeah, for Bike Week in Kingman.
Of course, Bike Week.
They had Bike Week in Kingman, and then they had the Bullhead River Run in Bullhead City.
So how was the first year for the Kingman part of it? Was it?
I don't know. It was just a promotion that Mother Road Harley Davidson has as a dealership.
I see. Not the overall.
They were really moving units, cool, from what I hear. And there were a lot of people there, food trucks, vendors, t-shirts, all that sort of thing.
Cool.
So yeah, it was a fun event. It was actually pretty warm up there.
Yeah, it was here.
It was, especially with the sun hitting your back while you're trying to play drums. So anyway, Dr. Carla Harkelrod, our guest, of course, executive director at ASU at Lake Havasu. And there's new programs and projects going on at the campus. What is ASU Local?
Yes, so we're excited about ASU Local. ASU Local, so I think it's important to back up a little bit. So ASU has a lot of online programs. Some of your listeners may be familiar, ASU Online, there are many of those programs. So with an online program, students are attending asynchronously, meaning they're not joining a class while that class is happening. So it's all online education. ASU Local takes 140-plus online programs and provides an in-person component. So when you have an ASU Local location, students who are studying online are coming to a location, in our case, ASU Lake Havasu, one day per week, and they receive all kinds of different programming in that time frame each week. Career development, personalized support, help with their academics. So there's an in-person component to online programs. So what this is allowing us to do here is bring 140-plus additional programs and making them accessible through our campus with an in-person component. So we're really excited about it. We're launching fall 2023. We're currently renovating space to make this possible. We're in the process of hiring an ASU Local coach. That position is open at this particular time. So we are excited.
Very neat. Does that add cost for the student over the regular online segment only?
Actually, it's a little bit less expensive through scholarshipping that takes place.
Oh my!
And so, but that is a good point, Jim, because it is actually a little bit different than our ASU at Lake Havasu tuition. It is ASU online tuition, but they do work to make that as affordable as possible through some scholarshipping. So we have a few students we're already working with, even though we're just getting started, who are excited about this option. So we do expect to have students fall 2023.
Do you have a goal set for a future number, say this time next year? Where would you like to be with this program?
Well, so when they hire an ASU Local coach, they assume that over time you're going to build out to at least 35 students. That's considered a full cohort for ASU Local. So at that point, that would be what we would be working toward. We won't be there this fall because we're literally just starting, and our recruitment cycle for fall is actually ending. We're starting to look at the next academic year. That's how far in advance we work when it comes to recruitment. But we do expect to have some students this fall and then more and more as we continue on.
Wow. Dr. Carla, we have a phone call. You ready to take a phone call?
Sure, you bet.
All right. Oh, I guess we don't have a phone call.
Well,
so there you have
good
it.
Good tease.
All right. But we did have a good
okay.
dial. We did have a good dial tone, or at least it sounded like it. So two solid phone lines
nice.
Here.
You betcha.
Which reminds me, you can call in 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And again, we're talking with Dr. Carla Harkelrod, ASU at Lake Havasu, executive director. And, you kind of let it slip, but it wasn't on my list of talking points about Zoom phones. What is that all about?
Yeah, so many people are familiar with Zoom technology. So it's a way of video conferencing. So it's a platform that allows you to do that. It is also the platform that ASU used during the pandemic when we had remote instruction. Our students were choosing to attend, and now we just use it as a tool, right? It's just a tool that helps us video conference with people all the time. It also allows you to run your actual phone line through Zoom. So what that means is your phone becomes what they call a soft phone. So rather than sitting with a phone on your desk, you're actually using a phone through your computer, and it runs through Zoom. So ASU is transitioning across all of its locations to Zoom phones. Hmm. So their phone lines is still your same office line. It's just running through Zoom and through a soft phone rather than a phone sitting on your desk.
So there's no extra expense or anything. By the way, caller, hold on just a moment. I'll bring you up into the show in a moment. But there's no extra expense for this?
Well, it's actually cheaper, which is why ASU is moving to it. So we're not, because they don't have to then manage hard phones in every office, in every environment, right? Because it's all running through computers. So it's all running through the technology that you already have.
Oh, so you can just put on a headset and a microphone and you're good
Correct.
To go. Oh, right on.
And you're ready to go. So, you know, in certain environments, you need to keep a hard phone. So you need to keep a phone on the desk. We have multi-lines in many environments and things like that, or we have student employees who are in and out of spaces where it makes sense to keep a phone on the desk, an actual physical phone. So there are some environments where we continued on with that, and we were able to select which environments we needed to do that in. So in any event, and you know, it's fairly inexpensive if you do need to keep an actual physical phone on the desk.
It's amazing how far technology has come since Jim Russell's days of using the party line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll count the rings.
All right, let's go to the phones. Doc, caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. Okay, I guess they gave up. So anyway, that was a lame attempt at an Alexander Graham Bell joke, right?
Yeah.
So wow, how interesting! I didn't even know that technology really existed for Zoom phones. I just thought you could route through your computer and like a VoIP, and you're good to go. So all right, let's talk about the instructional time model that ASU at Lake Havasu has with the Lake Havasu Unified School District. What's that all about?
Okay, sure. So. The school district will be having an instructional time model, which is going to allow, and I don't want to misspeak, so I'm just going to talk about it in sort of broad strokes. Of course, the school district would be expert on this. But it's going to allow high school students to take classes off campus, either at Mojave Community College or at ASU at Lake Havasu, during a particular time of the day or particular times of the day that the school district identifies. So they're in the process of figuring out what those days and times are going to be, but that's going to look like for them, and then that will allow high school students to take classes with us. So it's really on our end, on the ASU Lake Havasu end, it's an expansion of our Connect Now program, which I've talked about on the show before, which allows high school students to take 100 and 200 level undergraduate courses with us if they meet the prerequisites, et cetera. So we're in the process of working with the school district to figure out which classes will be most valuable to them. We're even talking about and offering to have one of our faculty members teach a physics class specifically for high school students here on our campus. So we're working through what might be possible for this next fall, but we're really excited to partner with Lake Havasu Unified School District on this.
So is this something completely different from your existing online instruction?
Yeah, so this would be different from ASU Local. This would just be local high school students coming here and taking classes on our campus.
Oh, physically.
And then the school district will decide how those classes count towards their high school diploma.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Dr. Carla Harkelrode from ASU at Lake Havasu. She is the executive director. I'm going to jump back into the 90s as far as country music goes. You like country?
You bet. All country's good.
There's a very popular song right now called Heads Carolina by Cole Swindell. And this is actually the original by Joe D. Messina, who played in Bullhead City last year, curiously.
Yes.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. Speak Out. We'll continue in just a moment. Stay with us.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart.
That's what Jim does. Steals a young girl's hearts. That's how you got Sonny to marry you, right?
That's right. Cradle Robin.
Is that it? Is that it? I never asked.
Yeah, I know.
So I was at the wedding with the bottomless margaritas.
Yes.
Which was phenomenal, by the way. That is a lasting, lifelong memory of your wedding, by the way.
Well, how nice. That's very, very kind of you.
All right. Doesn't that sound good, though, Dr. Carla? Bottomless margaritas at a wedding?
Well, I actually really do enjoy weddings. I haven't been to a wedding in a long time now. Jen, how long have you been married?
That was 2009?
Yes, 2009. It would have been about 9, so yeah. What, 13, 14 years?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Paul has very good memories of your wedding, it sounds like.
14, I guess.
But not a math major.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys, also. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, at lesolson.com/Kingman, Prospectors RV Resort, 4750 London Bridge Road in Havasu, where hookups are $645 a month plus electric, and our newest sponsor, The Chair,
yes.
Dallas and Danny, providing Havasu-style dining and great music with live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge.
A flip-flop atmosphere, I like that.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Very descriptive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I liked it, too. That's why I put it in there. All right, and Speak Out, of course, streaming live, and the show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. And don't forget about Alyssa at the Lake Havasu City app, which is available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. Very worthwhile app to get your hands on your little computer that you can hold
that
in your
carry.
Hand now.
Yeah.
The little computer that's more powerful than the one that took astronauts to the moon. That's what we have in our hands now. So, all right, let's talk about, we're back with Dr. Carla Harkelrode, by the way, ASU at Lake Havasu Executive Director. And what is Work College? That's one of the new programs at ASU at Lake Havasu.
Yeah, so it's actually something we're exploring. So I would call that, we're in the exploration phase with that work. Work colleges, there are a number of them that exist across the country. And if anyone is curious, you can Google Work College and you're going to find all the universities and colleges across the nation that actually offer this kind of a model. And really what it allows students to do is to work on campus and help pay for their tuition through their work. So they work on campus, and then they get tuition reduction or tuition waiver, depending on the environment or depending on the program. And so we're looking at ways in which to implement some kind of work college here, some component of it, something to try in the fall. So we have a committee that's designated to work on this project, and at some point, if you would like the chair of that committee to come join the show, we could certainly invite her at your discretion, but I don't chair that work. But we're looking at it for the fall. So this is exploratory. So one of the things we're trying to do at ASU at Lake Havasu is innovate, do new things, try new things, see what works and see what doesn't, and then offer those things that do work to ASU to scale at Arizona State University. So our size in ASU at Lake Havasu allows us to try things and see what works and see what doesn't. And this is one of those areas where we're looking to try something in the fall.
But at the same time, your size could work against you. Larger schools obviously would have, like, larger food courts, larger opportunities for students to work in a food court or work in landscaping on campus or what have you. Is that kind of a hindrance, or are you guys trying to think outside the box here?
Well, so we have more work to do than is getting done currently.
Good. Okay.
So there's always more to do. We need help in our science labs, and we don't currently have a student lab assistant. Faculty needs some help. We would probably benefit from tutors. We use ASU's online resources for tutoring through Tempe and Phoenix. So there are lots of ways we can think about adding student employment positions. We keep our market open more because we're running our meal plan through our market on campus now, and students staff that market. So there are all kinds of ways for us to think about new employment opportunities. So we're exploring this, and we'll figure out what we can do for fall, and we'll try a piece. And this will be iterative. This will be something that continues on.
We're definitely going to take you up on that as far as a guest opportunity goes. We've got plenty of those. I just mapped out July and August, so there's plenty of openings coming our way. So, where do we want to go with this?
When the heat hits.
Yeah, right.
The town changes for the summer.
I guess the natural follow-up question would be, are you looking for businesses locally to partner with, or is this just something that's going to organically generate on campus with those work opportunities?
I think that's something for the committee to figure out. It's an excellent question. So that kind of question is the exact kind of question the committee is considering and working to answer. So this committee is charged with truly asking themselves questions and then figuring out what makes sense. So this is really innovative space. So they are working through questions just like that.
See, Jim, those are questions I would expect from a co-host from your stature, not from the host.
Well, I have one. Are we? Well, I have to interrupt you to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Aren't we getting close to the end of a semester now already? It just occurs to me with this being May all of a sudden.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so it is finals week this week at ASU at Lake Havasu. So we will be celebrating our spring 2023 graduates at commencement next Friday, May 12th. And we have more than 20 students graduating across our program, so we have a pretty large number for us graduating. And we're really looking forward to seeing their families and their friends and celebrating their accomplishments with them.
Wow. So is that 20 a increase over previous years, or about the norm, or where do we fit in that?
We have a lot of spring. We tend to have more graduates than in the fall, but we do have a number of students graduating who've been with us for some time this spring. And so, I don't have the official number in front of me, but it is more than 20. We're also celebrating our nursing students who technically graduate in the summer. They finish in the summer, but we're celebrating them as well this spring, and they are allowed to participate in graduation if they choose.
And that's the number that held at around 35-ish. Is that correct?
So that gets us up over, so there's more than 20 of them, or roughly 20 of them.
Okay.
So if we were celebrating all of them, plus all of our other students, yes, we would be up over that number. But as far as those who are participating, we're roughly around 20-ish.
How's that program working out?
Nursing?
Yes.
The nursing program?
Yes.
So we have some excellent faculty members in the nursing program this year. I'm really excited. They've also hired a new coordinator for the program, and she's just been wonderful. She's been working with our students this year, and our students are having a really fabulous experience. Also, our current students, this is our second cohort of nursing students, they've been absolutely delightful and wonderful to work with. I've enjoyed getting to know them. They work really, really hard. I think that, you know, any new program, there's going to be bumps and things that don't work. And so I think year two has been quite smooth. And year one, they learned a lot. So I think we're headed in a good direction.
Well, I'm going to try not to throw you with this question, but your last census date, what was that number that was enrolled? And did you hit your projections?
Yeah, so spring census dates, right, because we have students graduate in the fall, and we don't tend to make up the number of students as they come in the spring. So we were in the 160s on our census date for the spring, which is right on track with where we were last year. So our highest enrollment ever was 189 students, and that was in fall of 2022, so the fall of this academic year. We tend to measure our highest enrollments and measure enrollment in the fall. We always look at it in the spring, but it's fall that really tells us the most information.
So I'd venture to say that if you hit the 200 mark this fall, that would be the first time in school history, correct?
Yes, it would be, and that is certainly a goal. It's certainly something we're working toward.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. I would really love to see that, especially now that we're in year number 11 with ASU at Lake Havasu. I know, it just seems like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Carlo, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more. We'll talk about some supporting projects and enrollment. Again, we'll go with a residence hall update as well.
Uh-huh.
And come back with more on Speak Out with Dr. Carla Harkle-Rhodes. She's the executive director at ASU at Lake Havasu. And I'm with Brother Jim Russell. I'm Paul Lavoie. How about some Trisha Yearwood?
Okay.
You like that? This is one of my favorite songs by her. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She's a love boy. She's a love boy.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Let's see if Dr. Carla is still talking. No,
yeah,
you're good.
I'm still talking. I'm here. You betcha.
After we so rudely cut her off.
I had to. You know, it's okay to talk to yourself, Dr. Carla. Just don't contradict.
Okay, you bet.
That's one of my favorite sayings. No, you're good. We'll get back to ASU at Lake Havasu Business in just a moment. Just reminding you, Speak Out is brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake. That's with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. By Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. Also featuring self-service doggy washes, conveyor belt not included. You know, I'm going to get the scoop on that, by the way. Dorita's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Dorita will be in the studio tomorrow. Dorita Bear is coming in, and we'll talk about those self-service doggy washes. So I'm going to get the inside scoop on that. I might even make it a news story just for you, Jim. And by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years, older than the London Bridge, but not older than Jim Russell.
That's right.
Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. All right. Okay. And
well, and when you're thinking about doing business, these are the folks to do business with.
There you go. Smart businesses,
yeah,
right?
Shop local. We know you do. If you don't, we won't have local to shop in. And these folks are clever enough to spend their advertising money right here. They want to do business with you. Give them a shot.
Clever enough to make us expand our commercial breaks if we get any more. So we are enjoying a lot of popularity right now on the show. And
well,
we'd like to thank those local businesses. Exactly. Thank you so much for believing in Speak Out and using us as one of your advertising tools. We love that. All right, so you want to talk about the marketing plan, Dr. Carla, at ASU at Lake Havasu. I'm sure that's like it's pretty organic. It's constantly changing as far as ASU at Lake Havasu goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was time for a refresh for our marketing plan. So we're working with ASU Brand Strategy and Management. So our colleagues in Tempe, we have a consultant assigned to us who's working through developing a marketing plan with us, and we hope to have one to launch fall 2023. Our consultant did some competitor research as well as interviews with community members, faculty, staff, and students, and so we're at a place where we're, you know, going forward and articulating our values and what we believe our identity should be, and we'll see where we land. So this will be a project that carries on through the summer.
How much of that is a collaboration with Tempe?
100%. We are collaborating with ASU Brand Strategy and Management, and they are located in Tempe. So they assigned the consultants. I went to them, and I said, hey, I really think we need to, you know, take a look and revisit, and is this something that you might be able to help us do? And they said, yes, this is right on track. We're working on figuring out how to help locations do that, and voila, we got assigned a consultant, and we're working on it. And it's been a great experience so far.
Are there many other campuses that are parallel to?
Took the words right out of my mouth. You said the word locations.
Yeah.
So I was curious about the same thing.
Yeah, there are. Colleges sort of, outside of Mojave County. So, of course, NAU, Northern Arizona University, Grand Canyon University, University of Nevada in Reno, Fort Lewis College in Colorado. Just places that are kind of like ours, meaning, you know, access to the outdoors, access to recreation, close personalized learning experiences, things like that. Other places that have that kind of identity would be places that we would consider like us, if you will.
Did you mention the University of Oregon? Because that's a pretty big outdoor campus feel as far as, you know, people getting into the great outdoors, hiking and that sort of thing, right?
Having born and raised there, the answer to that question is yes, that's accessible. But that's not an institution like ours in size or scale.
Oh.
So these other locations are smaller, right? So Fort Lewis College, Grand Canyon University, these are smaller environments with really personalized learning experiences, yeah.
I got you. Very cool. And then what are the capital projects request? What is that all about?
Yeah. This is one of the things I am most excited about right now, as we've asked for some assistance and investment in improving our facilities here so that we can reach our goals. Examples of what's on the capital projects request up front is one to renovate our gym. Many of you know that this used to be a middle school, Daytona Middle School, mm-hmm. here in Lake Havasu City, and the gym has not been renovated. It's the original floor, et cetera. I would really like to get that space renovated and AV equipment in there so that we can stream things into that environment through Zoom technology and stream them out. We'd like to be able to host community events in that space and increase our engagement with the community by having a space that allows us to do that. There are other things in the capital projects request, the ASU local renovation of one of our rooms on campus in order to make it ASU local functional. So there are other things in that request, but we're really excited about it. And one of the big ones is the gym. We'd really like to renovate our gym.
Yeah, I know this sounds like something simple, but the city council just approved the sale of that lot in front of ASU at Lake Havasu. Looks like it's going to be turned into a parking area. I don't know if I'm correct on that or housing or both, but it seems like the footprint of the campus is expanding a little bit, especially when you consider the housing around the campus. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so we ASU owns the residence hall that we have here, Lake Havasu Hall. It used to be a motel. It is now a residence hall. So we actually own that property. ASU does. We don't own the school district owns the actual property where the campus is located, but ASU does own the residence hall. And yeah, I mean, I think, in talking with the city, I know that they're looking at the parking challenges that exist in the local area, not just for businesses, but also when we have Parks and Rec using the fields here. It gets pretty congested, and I know the city's been looking for ways to alleviate some of that congestion.
Yeah, and when you drive around town, Jim, there's plenty of directionals that mention ASU at Lake Havasu and where to go to find the campus. Once you get into that area, it's unmistakable you're in the area of the ASU at Lake Havasu campus. So good on you there, Dr. Carla. There's definitely a noticeable presence in town.
Good, yeah. I mean, we're excited. We have new signage, out on Swanson and Nakoma, identifying that we are ASU at Lake Havasu, which is also good. We've landscaped that front side of the space. It looks much better. We're constantly trying to improve what we do here, improve our services to students and improve our facilities. And it's an ongoing effort. You're never finished. It's not something you ever complete. You're always working on a new project.
Do you think it's something the mothership takes a lot of notice of also? Do you feel like you're working with the ASU campus in Tempe in a lot of respects? Or do they keep you, do you do your own thing? How does all that work? How's that relationship?
So we are entwined with Arizona State University. We are Arizona State University, and we work with our colleagues in Tempe on just about every project. Everything that I've mentioned today involves our Tempe colleagues, all the way down to the fact that we use the ASU print lab to print our graduation programs, and that print lab is in Tempe.
Wow.
So, I mean, everything that we do is tied to them. It's not uncommon for me to spend half of my day in meetings on Zoom that involve colleagues who are not located in Lake Havasu. They're in Phoenix or Tempe. So everything that we do, and the capital projects request came out of, a meeting with President Crow where he asked us to identify next steps and what needed to be done so that it could be reviewed by senior leadership at ASU. So I think ASU is very committed to this location, is very aware of our needs, and is working with us very closely.
Michael Crow's been president at ASU for longer than I can remember. I can't imagine anybody else being in that position. So, all right. Again, we're talking with Dr. Carla Harkle-Rode. She is the executive director at ASU at Lake Havasu. If you want to participate, give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And I want to get to the residence hall update. What's going on with that? Last time we talked, talked about this, there's something to do with roofing. Is all that behind us now?
Yeah. We completed all the re-roofing work. It's a brand new roof now on the residence hall that was completed in December. Part of our capital projects request includes a request to renovate the second story, which would give us an additional 33 beds in that location, which would bring our capacity from 67 beds to 100 beds here on campus in Lake Havasu Hall. So that's part of it as well. So that sits out there as a request. It's under, you know, it will be under review for some time, but we have made that ask. We are expecting to be full, I believe, this coming fall. We have more applications at this time, actually double the number of housing applications we usually have at this time of the year. So we are expecting that. That means students are interacting with us earlier and noting that they want to live with us, which is great. It helps us plan. But we are expecting to be full. So this will be the third year in a row that we're full.
Now, you have students being housed at other locations, correct?
Like the Views, that was one of them?
We do this year, yeah. We have students, we have a master lease for the bottom floor of the Views. So we have 8 rooms there, max of 18 students can fit in that space. And we have had students living there. We have 17 living there currently this spring.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What about concessions like such as food court and that sort of thing? How do students eat once they live on campus? Where, I mean, they have to go off campus or can they eat on campus? How does that arrangement work?
Yeah, so we have food service here. So anytime students live with us, we have food service of some kind. We've had a number of different attempts at food service trying to make it work. We don't have a commercial kitchen in this location. But what we're doing now is working better than anything has worked in the past, and it's been very successful. We renovated our Sun Devil Market on campus, increased our refrigeration capacity, and we are bringing in fresh food every day. So we have a number of vendor partners that we work with in town, and they are delivering to us fresh food, and it's been worked out really, really well. So we increased seating in there, refrigeration capacity, freezer capacity. We actually purchased additional appliances as well. We actually serve waffles out of that space and other kinds of things for breakfast, too. So it's been working really, really well. I think we have a solution going into the next year, and I'm going to be reviewing student feedback, and we'll see if there's anything we need to do to improve before fall comes.
So the food service that you have now is sort of a catered service then?
I don't think I caught you.
Catered? Oh, it's a catered type of food service rather than cooked on site.
Right. So we can do some things on site. You know, for example, we have a panini press and a waffle maker and things like that, but we actually don't prepare food in a kitchen here on campus. So everything that our vendors bring to us is single serve, and it's packaged that way.
Uh-huh.
So students can walk up to a refrigerator. They can take that thing out. They can take more than one meal at a time. We have lots of students actually do that and store them in their refrigerators in their residence hall room. So it's been working really, really well.
Okay. Oh, interesting. All right, let's talk about, while we have about 5 minutes left, the fall 2023 admissions funnel. So you're going to go into yet another school year at ASU at Lake Havasu.
We are. We're interacting with students who are a part of our admissions funnel. And admissions funnel tracks students through every stage of the admissions process. So they start an application. Do they finish that application? Do they complete their FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid? Right. Have they not completed it? Have they submitted their enrollment deposit, for example? So they track students. We track students at each stage of the process and try to provide them with the support that they need in order to complete and submit that enrollment deposit. So we're on track with where we were last year at this time, which is exciting for us. And that is outside of our nursing program. So when I talk about we're on track with all of our other programs.
Right.
Admission for our nursing program works a little differently. So we're on track. So we're excited about that. And we're really hoping to hit that 200 mark this fall.
Well, that would be exciting, wouldn't
cool.
it? Well, now, what about summer? Is everything on track? Are there classes for summer? Is everybody locked in? And when does that session start?
So the only program that runs here during the summer is nursing. So we have students who, for a variety of reasons, don't travel home. We have international students who may not be traveling home for the summer. So we would do expect to have 15 to 20 students living with us this summer, and our nursing program will be active. Some of our students who live here, who aren't attending class in person, they actually take iCourses. They take courses online through ASU, so that's an option. We try to be flexible in the summer. Not all of our students are able to travel home, particularly our international students. So right. we never close.
So let's backtrack here just a second and talk about graduation one more time while we're winding up the show.
Sure. What do you want to know about graduation?
Well, the date, you know, how many students you expect to hand out diplomas to, who's invited, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. So graduation is on May 12th in the morning. It is outside behind our administration building under an event tent. It's quite beautiful. We get to overlook the lake. We have approximately 20 students participating in graduation. We have more graduates than that, but roughly 20 participating in graduation. They're graduating in the following programs: business administration, business communication, criminology and criminal justice, elementary education, kinesiology, psychology, and nursing. Dr. Maria Ayon from Mojave Community College is our keynote speaker, and we're very excited to have her and host her. One of our students is actually singing the national anthem this year, so we're excited about that. Families, of course, are invited. Friends are invited. We don't have students often say, you know, is there a limit on the number of people I can bring? The answer is no. We don't have those kinds of limits here. We're small enough that we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So we're excited to host our families and friends of our graduates and celebrate them on May 12th.
Yeah, that's very cool. Really awesome.
You know, it seems like just yesterday that you were exploring new ways to graduate during the pandemic.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
All of those horrors of the past. It's
come a long way since the drive-through graduation.
Yeah.
Or I'm not sure what you guys came up with, but yeah, now we can fondly look back on those memories.
Yes, and some of the things we learned during that time we've carried on. Like, we're still doing graduation outside because it's awesome. We do graduation outside because it's a great thing to do, and it's very fitting for our location. You get to look at the lake. It's under an event tent. We do it early enough so it's not too hot.
Sure.
You know, we learned things during that time frame that we're also able to carry forward, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
well, it sounds great. You guys are doing great work over there at ASU at Lake Havasu, and we're going to cross our fingers for that 200 number for next year's enrollment. So,
sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good. Me too.
Thanks for being with us, Dr. Carla. We always appreciate it. Anything else you want to get out there while we have a second?
No, I think we covered a good number of topics. Thanks to your listeners, and thanks to both of you, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Very good.
Wow, lots of good stuff happening over there. Right?
Yeah, indeed. What did she say, 11 years?
Yes. This is in their 11th year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They just celebrated their 10-year milestone. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully we'll...
And interesting to learn, I don't know why it's surprising at all, but to learn that ASU has a marketing department.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Looking to attract more students to the campus and things.
Man.
Interesting.
Being a former print shop manager, I bet you that is an extremely busy print shop to
go along
with that marketing department.
Yeah.
So, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. We're going to close this one out in just a moment. Stay with us for a short break. We're back on Speak Out. Guess who's on tomorrow?
I can't.
I told you one already. Dorita from Dorita's Place.
Oh, yeah. We're going to learn about the doggy washes.
Yes. Conveyor belt not included.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious. I love that.
I just picture the brushes spinning as the dog goes through.
I hear she has a heck of a sense of humor, too.
Oh, good.
Also, we're going to have three representatives come in from the Take Me Home program. This is part of Mojave County Search and Rescue. It has to do with silver alerts. And
silver alerts.
When a person with dementia, or especially the elderly, get lost or they wander, this is a way to get them back home. It's called the Take Me Home program. We're going to learn more about that on tomorrow's show.
Wow.
It's going to be great. Over on Speak Out 2.0, you got Bo Helms coming in from the Bullhead Area Chamber. And up next, who do you think? Sean Hannity. That's right. Hannity, preceded by Fox News. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.